Rede Lektion, ah ah. Rede Lektion, Rede Lektion, Rede Lektion, Rede Lektion, Rede Lektion, Rede Lektion, Rede Lektion.
So we're here, Deep Diaspora and Dive. We have CNN of Afrobeats.
Yes, sir.
Jove Sido.
I appreciate it, man. Like you said, some people call me CNN of Afrobeats. Some people call me Adeshope Olajide and Jove Sido, but it's a pleasure to be here with you.
And you've been at it 2014, Life at Better Sea, Fox Africa TV. Yep. You've been doing so many things for the culture for Afrobeats.
Yes.
And even went to the UK government to appeal for structural change. What do you think does Afrobeats need in the future to be more of a global force structurally?
We need the foundations. We need proper structure. We need, you know, investments. What we have is raw talent. What we're seeing is talent coming out of Africa making incredible music and breaking grounds. But they need support. They need platforms to go to that can invest in them without being in debt for so long. They need platforms to go to where they can get a little bit of funding and use that to start and develop their careers. They need, you know, the government to have policies in place that protects their intellectual property, that protects their right to their music and their creative art. We need those things. If we have at least policies by the government that protects people, platforms where people can borrow money to support their careers and develop their careers, we will be in a better place. And, you know, and protection so that our arts and our artists that create so much can enjoy the fruits of the success that we're having.
So we need a multifaceted movement.
Absolutely.
Where people of many talents and different, you know, economies, from politics, come together and work together. If you're a networking master, one could say, what is important to you about networking? Because you network on every level. It's basically like community for you.
Yeah.
What is important to you in networking?
Networking is everything. We create relationships with networking. By coming to Berlin and meeting different people, I've come very, very many times. Shout out to the Afrobeats Festival for bringing me now. But I've been here with Freak de la Freak every year, coming to the carnival, doing events, meeting new people, because every single person that supports this culture is an important part of the big puzzle. You know, you never know where your individual talents, your relationship, this media platform, what it can do for us. So it's very important to really go out there and network with as many people as possible. I started playing on a pirate radio station in London. But the relationship I created in 2003, 2004, 2007 are still some of my strongest relationships till date. You know, inspirations with like DJ Abbas and Ayo Shonaya, the man that created the Afrobeats documentary on Netflix. You know, you have DJ Gabe. Those are people that I networked with close to 20 years ago. And today, that's why you see me on the documentary, doing an interview and talking about Afrobeats. And it's the most important part of the growth of this culture. We need to spread our tentacles, meet new people, and find out how we can all work together to develop this culture.
And doing also, how do we let go of ego? How do we even stop gatekeeping? Because that also is sometimes a problem. We have resources, but we are scared to be replaced by the younger generation or somebody who is more talented.
Gatekeeping now has become a negative word because it always gives me a little feeling of protection, trying to protect something. Whereas what we actually need to do is open the doors out and open the doors for other people to bring fresh ideas in. You know, yes, we saw P Square tonight. Those are legends of the game.
True.
But today, we're now seeing people like Victoni, King Promise. We're seeing these younger artists who are taking inspiration from those legends, your Two-Faced DBS and all these great legends, but making new music that also opened the door, Rema, to the charts around the world.
From India to Europe.
Exactly. So if there was gatekeeping and saying, oh, when Rema came, some people were like, oh man, he's not Afrobeats enough. He doesn't sound really like us or whatever. If that element of gatekeeping was there, they probably would have closed the door on the incredible talent. But because there was an element around him of great geniuses who opened the door and let his, you know, his talent shine, he's been able to take Afrobeats now further. So that's what we need to start doing. We need to invite people in. We have to ego. For me, pride and ego is the number one stop to success. It blocks success because it won't let you see opportunities where they are because you're blinded by ego and pride. You put that at the door and everybody becomes equals, you know. And with that, you create a foundation where we can work together.
And collab.
And become successful. Collaboration right now is the most important thing.
Power and unity.
You're bringing something new to the table. I'm bringing something new to the table. When this goes out, we're bringing different people to the table to enjoy that. That's what happens when you drop ego and pride.
And me being from a younger generation, I just wanted to say, Oshé, for what you do, because you are an important figure. You are giving us perspectives that we usually do not have, some information. When I listen to your podcast, I see your videos, I see interviews, Wizkid at Tottenham, and many more interactions. They show me that something is possible, that the older generation is also standing behind us, and that we youngins can also trust your wisdom and judgment, and that is what makes us. Unity makes the force, and we are a big African family because you go beyond only the Nigerian culture for you, Yoruba.
Yes.
You are in with Taiki, France, you East African artists, Amapiano from Tyler to Focalistic. How do you do this?
Pan-Africanism is the way forward. One of the biggest secrets or one of the biggest tools that they've used to slow us down is by division. They've divided us by languages. They've divided us by boundaries. And we see someone else rather than seeing ourselves. Regardless of whether Focalistic is from South Africa, that's my brother. And the great thing is, because I've always been open-minded from the beginning, I'm just so excited to see Sarkodie as I am excited to see Wizkid. I'm just as excited to see Daju as I am to see Rema or Fireboy. And because of that openness for me, it makes me even feel more excited. If you go back to African pop culture at the beginning,
yes,
it was one sound. It was high life music. That's what went through Ghana, Nigeria, Ivory Coast, Cameroon, all the way to Congo. That became like Roomba and all these things.
Seben, yes.
It's the same sound. So when you now think about it, languages, yes, we have different languages, but we have the same culture, usually the same tradition. We love the same type of food. Everybody understands an African when an African comes into the room. And when other people outside of our culture see us, guess what the first thing they say? They see an African. They don't know whether you're Nigerian or you're Ghanaian.
Exactly.
They just see an African. So rather than us saying, no, we are seen by other people as one. So we better start treating each other like that.
You heard it here. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
For what you did here in Berlin and also around the world. You are an ambassador, not only of Afrobeats, but also Afro-cultures. And we are all very proud of you. And you deserve your flowers. Alive already.
Thank you, man. Listen. Big shout out to the whole team. Thank you very much for having me. As always, Berlin is a home to me. I love Germany. Shout out to the whole camp, man. And I appreciate your time here. It really means a lot to me. Keep doing what you're doing. We need voices like yours.
Thank
you. That's how we're going to break what we're breaking.
Exactly.
All right? Thank you, man. Peace out.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Keep doing what you're doing, man. That's what I was doing back then.
We won't stop.